You're listening to SBS News.
The top US spy official and the Inspector General for intelligence agencies have been forthcoming in a closed-door testimony on a whistleblower complaint against President Donald Trump. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, spoke to reporters shortly after an extraordinary Capitol Hill hearing wrapped up.
We've had a very productive first day. There's a lot that we have to learn to proceed forward, but it's our intentions to go through that process. Our staff is going to be extremely busy for the next couple weeks while we're back in the states on this district work period.
The whistleblower report claims Mr. Trump not only abused his office in attempting to solicit Ukraine's interference in the 2020 U.S. election for his own political benefit, but that the White House also tried to lock down evidence of that conduct. It comes after a July phone call between the president and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky became the center of a U.S. impeachment probe. The report claims the White House removed records of the call from the computer system where it is normally stored to one where only material of a particularly sensitive nature is stored. A transcript from the call shows that the U.S. pressed Ukraine to look into the business dealings of his political rival for the presidency, former Democrat Vice President Joe Biden. Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire told Committee Representative Adam Schiff the whistleblower followed the law every step of the way.
Can we at least agree that the Inspector General made a sound conclusion that this whistleblower complaint was credible?
That is correct. That is in the cover letter that's been provided to the committee. I believe that's also made public. The decision and the recommendation by the Inspector General that, in fact, the allegation was credible.
Mr. McGuire added the situation is quite unique and unprecedented. Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the committee, says the intelligence panel will approach an extraordinarily serious issue in a bipartisan way.
One of the most important things that came out of today, though, is maintaining the integrity of the whistleblower process. People need to be able to come forward when they've seen incidents of waste, fraud, abuse, or inappropriate behavior, and feel that there are not going to be reprisals.
Mr. Trump condemned the Democrats for their impeachment inquiry when he returned from a trip to New York.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
But Mr. Schiff says the complaint gave the party a pretty good roadmap of the allegations to be investigated.
It's hard to imagine a more serious set of allegations than those contained in the complaint. It is a deep irony that the Department of Justice would say this is outside of the jurisdiction of the Director of National Intelligence, and yet someone felt that this should be put in the place that is used for the protection of the most sensitive of classified information. The conflict of interest is all too apparent, all too palpable. It is indeed a minor miracle that we got the complaint at all and that we got the transcript at all.
Ukrainian legal expert Roman Michenko says it could violate the Ukrainian Constitution's privacy protections.
Mr.
Trump posted on Twitter that the Ukrainian side had agreed to publish a transcript. In fact, the Ukrainian president declared that he hadn't consented to the publication, assuming that if Trump did decide to make something public, he would only publish his own words, his part of the conversation. According to Ukrainian law, if approval for publication wasn't given by the Ukrainian side, then there is a criminal responsibility for violating the privacy of correspondence and phone calls.
Former Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin says the release of a transcript of a telephone conversation sets a new precedent in international politics.
When you ask whether I was surprised, no. Whether I was surprised about the decision to release this call, yes, bit yes, because it was a kind of game with raising stakes all around by all sides. So everybody now has to think twice about saying something, and not just in the sense of content, but also in the sense of style, as you understand, because you never know whether an audio could be released further.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.